And lo, I say unto you this night, you invited me in and I came in, and I'm not leaving. There are those in here tonight who need me. They need me to heal their broken hearts or broken spirits. So as this night goes on, I want you to understand that I am with you and I'm working with you and on you, in you and through you. And I will do what needs to be done to set you at liberty. There are many in my camp who sit in bondage, service after service. I never want you to come into my house bound and stay bound. I want you to come in and be set free. I have done my part. Now you must do yours. You must press in. Where the enemy would try to keep you standing on the sidelines, I say to you this night, press in. For I am the Lord God Almighty, and I am with you. I am for you and not against you. I have a great works for you to do for me and my kingdom. But the enemy desire that you never understand what those works are. But this night I say unto you, as you really, really opened up your hearts for the first time in a long time, I watched and I came in and I started brand new works within each one of you. You're going to now know the deepness of my spirit like you've never known it before. You're going to know what it is to sit in heavenly places and observe the earth as I observe it. You will start to understand all things, for I will give you revelation knowledge. My Holy Spirit so desires to live within your very beings 24/7. Do not grieve my Holy Spirit at any given time, because he is a gentleman and he will walk away. There is no reason for you to give room for the enemy any longer. He has done all the evil deeds he can do for you, except for totally destroy you and take you to the eternal fire. You will get exactly what you choose to get. You need to know that you're in the winning circle. And the only way that the enemy can have you is if you willingly give yourself over to him. You can no longer say, well, I just couldn't help myself, because that is not true. This night I came in and I did a new works within you, deep within you. It's an everlasting works. Now you just have to stay free. You do that by trusting me, by praising me, by giving me honor and glory. You need to be a living example of what Jesus truly was all about. My people need to see Jesus in you. They don't need to see a false Jesus. They need to see the true Jesus in you. The only way that can happen is if you're walking in holiness and pureness of heart, and you've sold yourself totally and completely out to me, and the enemy can no longer use you as a mouthpiece or as a weapon of war in his camp. Hate, bitterness, and anger has to cease. These are not in my kingdom. I have extracted all that out of you. Do not allow the enemy to bring it back in. Once again, I say unto you, my angelic host are around about. They are ever so willing to work on your behalf. They know exactly what your warfare is all about. They know exactly how to war for your victory and your freedom. Do not grieve, my Holy Spirit. And do not let my angelic host stand idly by. Use all the weapons of warfare that I have given you. All of them. You need them all in order to defeat the enemy that lurks around about. You see, children, tonight a great breakthrough was accomplished here in this house. And I can bring my glory in all my fullness because I can trust you. But the enemy will try to make you believe that you weren't involved, but you were. Anytime he tells you something negative, you need to understand that something positive really happened, or he wouldn't even bring it up. I'm asking you this night to walk in the fullness of who you truly are now and what I've truly called you forth to do, and go forth and slay the giants in the land. I have given you a promise that you will slay the giants tonight. You were equipped to do that. Go forth with victory on your lips. Go forth with the stature that no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. And know that your Father in heaven is watching over you, making sure that the enemy does not trip you up. Take my hand even more securely this night than you did this morning, and walk with surety of heart, knowing that you and I are one and that you are already victorious and the enemy is defeated in your camp. I want to tell you that even your loved ones now are in the victory circle because of the power and the authority that I invested in you tonight. The enemy has to back off of even your loved ones. And as you trust me and as you follow me, you will begin to see your loved ones come full circle around and serve me with all of their hearts. Children, tonight your Father says, I love you. I looked down over you tonight and I was so pleased at how you abandoned yourself to my spirit and worship me with all of your hearts. Come on, let's go on and let's go on this journey together. Let's see the miraculous occur in the house. Let's carry the miraculous to the streets, to the workplaces, to the schools, to the restaurants, wherever you happen to go. I want you to understand that miracle after miracle follows you wherever you go. You don't have to try to do anything, just be. And as you are, I, the Lord thy God, I shall use you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Vianna, this is going to take a step of faith on your behalf, but God wants to speak a word to the people through you. Give her a microphone. Step of faith.
Dear children, I have come this very night to bless you with all of my might. You will begin to see winds blow and the sound of my voice bestow upon you. I will give you nothing but news and nothing but joy. Just hold on and hear the noise. The noise of my people rejoicing. The noise of my people jumping. As we give praise to you, please do not fright, but go within with all of your might. And I will never leave you as long as you keep me beside you. This very day, all I have to say is thank you. Thank you for believing and trusting in me, that I will get you through your battles, even if you're on your knees. My love is for you and my love is with you. So please take it and let it flow from within you. Amen.
All we have to do is just yield our vessels and God will work through us. This morning, Vianna got a word where when God first started talking to her. I just started to weep because the Spirit went all over me and she has finally made her breakthrough. And then tonight when she's at the altar, God said, I'm going to use her. And I said, well, God, you're going to have to give her the courage to do this. But you see, this is how it begins. You just sit there and just whatever you hear, you just start speaking it and it comes forth and it makes sense even to you, though to you it doesn't, you know, but it really does make sense. And God is trying to get you, each one of you, prepared for the streets, you know, for the unknown that you run across. And he wants you to be a willing vessel that's totally open for him to use. At the same time, you have to make sure that the enemy's not trying to use you also. But if you're really and truly cemented and committed to God, the enemy's not going to be able to use you, okay? So don't let that fear grab you that maybe it's the enemy talking. Somebody will let you know if it is. We serve an awesome God. We can say that to the day we're dying, still not saying it enough. And God is in control. Right now, he's really working with the young people. And I don't know about you, you know, but I just feel like a lot of our young people we're going to see them turn around in that, you know, and I just feel like God is bringing the prodigals home right now. I think he's already preparing their hearts. This is what I picked up. He's already preparing their hearts, and we're going to see them come home. And see, when a prodigal comes home, they're going to be so much more in love with God than whenever they first got saved, because they're going to have the knowledge of what the enemy can do to you and how he can take you and twist you, and they're going to be upset, and they're never going to allow the enemy to do that ever again. So I want everybody to be really encouraged tonight. Those loved ones you've been praying for, they're coming in. I just love that one song when we sing The Ring and the Robe. I just love that song. Just so much reality and truth in it. Well, Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Now we thank you for your Word. And Father God, there's so many in here tonight that they want you, but they don't know quite how to get you. And I'm asking you, Father God, as they're sitting in their seats, that your Holy Spirit continues to minister to them. And Father God, give them a touch. Give them a word. Give them something, Father God, that's meat that they can hold on to. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. This is new and expected paths. So God's going to take us down some unexpected paths and gifts. We are in a time where the Lord is calling us to watch for the new and unexpected paths he will reveal in the coming weeks. The anointing's still in here, so please let the anointing work on you. Don't disturb it. We will need to use discernment to recognize the paths, and we will need to be led by peace on the leading of the Spirit. The Lord is bringing course adjustments to the paths of many people, excuse me, which will lead to great advancement. Some of us are being tweaked, God is doing greater, deeper things than He's ever done before. We think we've attained, but we haven't even begun to attain. And there's so much more that God wants to give us. And so it's as we stay in His presence and as we covet, His word and His voice, that He's going to be able to give us the deep things of heaven. God is first highlighting areas of the heart that need to be surrendered and brought into alignment with His heart and His ways. As His people align their hearts with His, the new paths will be revealed to them. In addition to unexpected paths opening, the Lord is releasing gifts to His people to prepare, position, and align them with the paths He will open to them. These gifts may be presented in unexpected ways, so it will be important to discern and embrace these gifts, as they will bring much needed healing, refreshing, hope, peace, alignment, and instruction. And I don't think I'm the only one that God is drawing to myself. I think if each one will check yourself, you'll find yourself not wanting to be involved with everybody, but you're going to feel like you just need to be alone so that God can tweak you, and do these new things that He has to do to bring you to the place He's in. Now, this morning when God was given the prophetic word, I said, God, why are I know it's just certain ones He was given the prophetic word to. He said, these are the ones that I'm going to drop my glory in, and I'm going to use them to bring my glory to the church. Yeah. And I felt a special anointing going to these people. Now, some of us that He didn't speak to, we're already there. But these ones that He spoke to this morning, it was a final, working that He was doing, so they would be there also. You have to understand that whenever we do prophetic, I always listen to who God wants to speak to, and God always has a purpose for the prophetic word when it's given. We just don't do it, say, oh, well, these people want a prophetic word. No, I could care less what you want. Is what God wants you to have. And so if God doesn't speak to you, then He just didn't want to speak to you. It's not that you've done anything wrong, but He was doing a certain work in certain people, and that's who He was addressing, just that group of people. Now, if we get upset about that, it's because we're not secure and we're in our walk with God. And if you're secure in your walk with God, you won't care who God speaks to or who He doesn't speak to. I always say, and I always will say, some of you get upset if He doesn't speak to you, but you might be better off if He didn't. It just might be something that you don't want everybody else to hear. So I would just let God do what He wants to do, the way He wants to do, when He wants to do it. And I've heard people say, well, I really needed to hear from God. No, you didn't. If you really needed to hear from God, God would have spoken to you. You might not have already done what God told you to do in the last prophetic word, so He doesn't move on until you're ready to move on. You're wanting Him to tell you something, and you didn't believe the last thing He told you. The prophetic is a really what word do I want to use? It's really strategic, and you really just don't want willy-nilly prophetic words, and you don't want false prophetic words. And I said, Aaron, I'm going to use you. Well, God's going to use you to give the words. Now, I could, sometimes I'll say that to Brett or Alan. I tell whoever God tells me to use, because if you notice, each one of us have a different way of prophesying. And he knows the depth of the prophetic word that He wants to give at that given moment. And that's the personality that he uses. Now, you know, when I give a prophetic word, you better watch out because you're in trouble. But, you know, so just be content at who he uses and just trust him. All right. We will.
So like today, I was one of those that the Lord spoke to. And this is very strategic because this morning upon waking up, I heard new lane. So I'm crossing over to a different lane, so to speak. So, yeah.
You know, God is not a God of confusion. If you really love the Lord, you'll be in the house of the Lord every time the door is open. I don't care what excuse you use. You don't have any excuse as far as I'm concerned for not coming to the house of God. You just don't. Except that you don't feel like it that day. So don't bother, you know, trying to convince yourself and others why you didn't come into the house of God. I don't care if you come or not. I'm just telling you, some of you are convincing yourself of a lie. There's many of us in here, maybe probably all of us in here at one time or other did not feel like going into the house of God. Not because you don't love God, but because of how they felt or different circumstances. But you made yourself get up, get ready, and go. So, see, God watches all that. And that's, if you're really serious about God and the deepness of Him and you'll sacrifice and go in the house of God, you're the one God's going to use. He needs people he can trust. All right. All right, let's get back to this here, Viana. New and unexpected paths. Watch for new paths to open in the coming weeks that will bring a repositioning and a course adjustment. Don't miss what I have for you just because it is not presented in the way you expected. Look with an open heart and with discernment on what is presented before you. Those that are open to receiving the new path presented to them will find reward and advancement await them as they step out in obedience in my leading. So what did he say there? Let's go back. Those that are open to receiving the new path presented to them will find reward and advancement await them as they step out in obedience to my leading. In all things be led by peace, God said. You will have peace to step out on the path before you, for my spirit will fill you with peace. Now, you've got to stop there and understand, Satan will give you false peace. This is where you really need to be walking close with God. Right now is a fine line, and Satan will give you false peace. Peace on this step will be confirmation of the path that opens. Peace on the step will be confirmation of the path that opens is of me. You'll have peace about what God's telling you to do. When you have peace on the direction I am leading you to, you will need to boldly step out. This is what the youth group is. People are starting a youth group. They boldly stepped out because I'm quite sure they felt at peace. The bold step of faith will be the key to unlock the path. For faith is the key to partnership with me. It is the key that unlocks my promises, but the key must be used to see the unlocking. Let's go back and read that again. The bold step of faith will be the key to unlock the path. Faith. You know, God's going to ask you to do something you've never done before. And you're going to feel a peace about it. And you're just going to, just like when God told me to start the church, I never did that before. But I had to do it by faith. All right, for faith is key to partnership with me. It is a key that unlocks my promises, but the key must be used to see the unlocking. I am looking for those who have active faith. Now is the hour to use the key of faith. And Colossians 3:15 says, let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as part of his one body, and always be thankful. Many people will see small adjustments come to their path in the coming weeks, and these small adjustments will lead to great change. Small adjustments and course corrections will lead to the opening of wide doors of destiny. These course corrections will come on the back of heart corrections. God's changing your heart. For I am not only revealing and opening new paths that will bring advancement, but I am revealing areas of the heart that need to be surrendered and realigned. As my people align their hearts with mine, the unexpected and new paths of advancement will be revealed to them. I am exposing areas of pride, hardness of heart, and areas not surrendered to me. So if you've been a prideful person and there's still pride there, God's going to bring that to your remembrance and let him have that. He can't use pride. Those who pray as my servant David did to search me and know my heart and see if there be any grievous way in me. That's how David prayed. That's how you should pray. When you pray like that, it will find hidden areas revealed to them by my spirit, and heart transformation will come to them by the work of my hand. In other words, you might think you're all right, but then you say, well, God, search me and see if there's anything in me that's not pleasing to you. And then let him tell you what he needs to tell you, and let him have those things that you're holding on to or that are there that's blocking you. Psalm 139:23 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You know, like I fight anger every now and then. And when I feel that thing rising, I tell God, God, search me and let me know why this keeps coming up. There has to be something in me that needs to be taken out of me. Are you listening? If you have a reoccurring thing like that, then there's something deep down inside that you need to be delivered from. And you need to be honest with yourself before God and the people and get delivered from that thing. Or you can't move forward. It'll always bind you up. All right, God said, these new paths are ones that my people will walk, displaying my truth, power, and love, for all elements are needed. All right, you'll be on these new paths, and this says it's going to be truth, power, and love. These new paths are pioneering paths, so it sounds to me like the remnant church is now doing a new thing. I even said the other day, I said, okay, God, the churches have caught up. Now you need to do a new thing with us so that we can move on. And now I feel like this is what he's doing. He's doing a brand new thing here. And he's setting us down new paths that we haven't explored before, and that we can prepare the way for the church to follow. All of the remnant churches are on the same page. That's what we're here for. To open a pathway for others to follow. All right. And you know, whenever you're in the jungle and you're carving out a path for others to follow, you get scratched. You fall down, you get hurt. There's hindrances you're gonna have to go through in order to make a way for others to follow. So don't get upset about that. All right, new and unexpected gifts. Many people will also receive new and unexpected gifts from me. It will be a time where my people say, truly, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. That's James 1:17. This will be highlighted and plain to see. Truly, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. In other words, the gifts that he's going to give you, the new path that he's putting you on, we know it has to come from the Father, because the enemy wouldn't do that for us, all right? So we can't walk in fear that the enemy's guiding us. We can't do that. We have to walk in faith knowing that God is guiding us on these new paths. I think I just read it in James 1:17. We read that. Again, it will be important for my people to use discernment to recognize the gifts are from me and to embrace them. Not every gift will be presented in a way that is expected. The gifts will be linked to the paths that will open. These gifts will prepare, position, fuel, and align my people for the paths that I open. In all things, it will be important to remember that my ways are higher. You see, you have to understand that because of the gross darkness that's coming on the earth, these new paths are going to have obstacles in them that we're going to have to overcome. But God already has the victory, and we just have to push through. The enemy can't stop us. He can put obstacles in front of us, but he can't stop us. Many people may not see the full blessing and fruit of the gift I am releasing to them until they have walked further down the path. Remember that statement, all right? I am leading them too, but they will see every gift has purpose and great reward, and fruit comes to those who embrace the gifts that I release. Isaiah 55:9 said, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I don't know how many times I say to God, "Your thoughts are sure higher than mine." You know, God said some people will receive gifts that bring alignment, and these will include correction, for I correct those I love. Others will receive gifts of alignment through divine connections that bring strengthening and building a relationship and character. Did you hear that? Some people receive gifts that bring alignment, and these will include correction, for I correct those I love. Others will receive gifts of alignment through divine connections that bring strengthening and building a relationship and character. Fully embrace God's correction as part of your training, for he is doing what any loving father does for his children. For who has heard of a child who never had to be corrected? Read in Hebrews 12:7. I really believe with all of my heart. We said here, some people will receive gifts that bring alignment, and these will include correction, for I correct those that I love. I really believe with all my heart that that's why God sometimes, like this morning, I listened, and some of the prophetic words went really super deep, and there was correction in the word. And it wasn't to upset you. It was to bring you the truth and revelation and to align you for the path that God's going to put your feet upon. Please don't ever get mad at God. He knows what you need. And I'm glad that I have a father that does not let me stumble around in the dark. I'm glad I have a father that tells me the truth of who I really am and then corrects me and sets me back on right path again. All right? God said many people receive gifts that bring refreshing and renewed hope. Where my people have lost hope for the promise and path I have set before them, they will find I am releasing to them gifts that renew them. They will then look with steadfast hope and faith on the path set before them. What did he say? Many people will receive gifts that bring refreshing and renewed hope. Every now and then, when God's given a correcting word, I think, God, we need some hope here. Amidst all this mess. Well, it's not a mess, but you have said you're correcting. We need some hope, you know, so we can hang on there. I mean, let's admit it, if somebody's just being corrected 24/7, eventually they want to give up. They need something that they can hang on to, right? God said many people are in need of refreshing due to the weariness they feel from past battles. And they will find I release gifts that refresh and strengthen them. So he's going to release them personally to you, not through somebody else. He knows where you're at. He's going to strengthen you, and he's going to give you the backbone to stand up and move forward once again. And I know that some people, you know, they've been fighting sin natures, and they feel like they just can't go on. That's when you need to go on, because that means you're right there at the victory line. And the enemy knows that, and he's trying to make you believe you're never going to make it. So if I was you, I'd be trying to get that victory right on up to the day I died, because you never know when the victory's going to come. All right? I lost my place. Okay, at Romans 15:13, now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continuously surround your life with his super abundance until you radiate with hope. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. That's a very important right there. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continuously surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope. And Isaiah 40:31 says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You know, I can tell you right now that when you're working for God and you're going through one battle after another, this scripture brings life to your very bones. God gave me this scripture so many times. It was an encouragement. It's like a shot at adrenaline. You know, come on, you can do this thing. Keep going. It's not going to last forever. Even though we feel like it, nothing lasts forever. People are being tortured. You think this isn't going to ever end. Well, it does end. Either they quit or you die. But nothing keeps going. Nothing lasts forever. All right? The only thing that you should want to last forever is God's loving peace that he gives you on this path that he placed your feet upon. God said, others will see me release gifts of reward to them, for I have seen their faithfulness, and I reward those who diligently seek me. These gifts will be their heart's desires, for their hearts are aligned with mine, and their heart's desires have been placed there by me and will be fulfilled at my appointed time, at such a time as this. God wants to bless us. He does bless us. It's us who gives up on God. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God, for we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking him. How many of you sometimes you cry and you say, God, I really do believe. You know, you just feel like your faith is going south somewhere. And you just cry out to God, I really do believe. I really do have faith. Help me in my unbelief right now. And he will. He'll bring you up out of that valley you've gotten down into. He will not leave you there helpless or hopeless. He always gives you strength and brings you through. Just as there is a link between the alignment of the hearts of my people and the new paths I will reveal, so too is there a link between the gifts I release and the healing of the hearts of my people. Just as heart corrections will come before the revealing of the unexpected and new paths, so my people will see healing come to their hearts following the unexpected gifts I release to them. We are going to be totally surprised at how God uses people and who he uses. You know, the scripture, you know, first is last and last is first. God has used it quite a few times in here. The person you least expect God to use is the one God's going to use. And even the person that least expect God to ever use them is the one that God is going to use. So we don't point fingers. We don't say you're never going to make this. If we see a brother or sister in trouble and they're struggling, what we need to do is pray. I always say, well, I'm honest with God. I say, okay, I see that that person's struggling, and I see if they're not careful, they're going to fall in that pit and stay there. Then I pray that God will give them the strength and the wisdom and the courage to get up out of that pit. That's the only way I know how to pray. Because, see, God has to deal with that person's heart. I can't. You know, I can't get you to do what I ask you to do. God told me one time I'm not the Holy Spirit, so I can't do that. If the Holy Spirit can't move them, then what makes me think I can? Have you ever done that? Think you can get somebody saved? That's why that you can yank somebody by the arm. Get up here, get up here, get up here. But if they don't come up on their own, you're wasting your time and their time. If a person is, if the Spirit of God is moving on somebody to come up front, they will run up front, just like these girls did. You don't need to yank them up. See, that's not good. So if you've been doing that, don't do that no more, Barbara. Just don't do that no more. Let the Holy Spirit, you know, for all you know, the Holy Spirit was working on them. And then you went back there and grabbed them by the arm, took them out of the spirit, and they received nothing except standing up or looking dumb. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I know we get excited, and I know we want everybody to have what we have, but the Spirit has to move on them or they're not going to get it. Maybe it wasn't time for them to get it. I don't know. But I opened up this evening. I said to Chris, I said, I can't even get excited about opening up. I couldn't get excited this morning. Couldn't get excited. I can't get excited right now. I walk up here like a dead piece of wood. But the Spirit of God hit me, and look what he did. You know, he does what he wants to do when he wants. He has to get me out of the way. He'll make me think, well, you're just going to go up there and do nothing. And then he can move. You all are the same way. He has to get you out of the way, make you believe you're not going to, he's not going to use you, and then he just grabs you and uses you. So just yield. I mean, really, truly, when he grabs you like that, you can't, I couldn't shut up, I couldn't do nothing. I said, I got to get up there and teach a little bit, and you're having me carry on like this. But he took care of my voice, okay? All right, I lost my place. These gifts will bring restoration. Let's go back there where I said just as heart corrections will come. Just as heart corrections will come before the revealing of the unexpected and new paths, so my people will see healing come to their hearts following the unexpected gifts I release to them. These gifts will bring restoration, realignment, hope, peace, refreshing, healing, and wholeness. I search the heart and I desire the hearts of my people to be a wellspring of life. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. And that's Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. God says, out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water can't flow out of you if you don't have God in you. It's the Holy Spirit wants to flow out and touch lives. Not you, but the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm being honest. I could sit there in that seat and I could think a whole lot of things I'd like to do. And just maybe God might be in it. It sounds good, you know, to me and my little pea brain. But God says, sit still. You know, it's not what God wants. But I see too many people do that. Well, I'm just going to try this and see how this is going to work. Well, you just found out it didn't work. And then what happens? Then people don't trust you. And you just made a fool of the church. So you might think it's a good thing, but God doesn't. It's not a God thing. So I'm asking you tonight that as God takes us, I don't know where he's taking me. And so don't ask me where he's taking you, because I don't know. So as we go down these new paths, let's just enjoy the ride. And, you know, we can share with each other, you know, what God is doing or saying. But let's just enjoy the ride. And it's no big eye or little eye. We are just all eyes. And we need each other. And, you know, and it's, yeah, I've watched you people grow for years. You're ready. You're ripe. And God's ready to use you. You just have to trust him. Just trust him. The youth group, you watch a youth group take off. They're going to take off like, I'm not going to say, they're going to take off like God wants them to. And I'm going to see, you know, we're all going to see them bring souls into the house of God. You know, their own youth group, you know, their own building, their own room. It's their ministry, you know. We have a different ministry. We're still ministering to youth, but they're going to be the ones to bring the youth up because they think like they think. I don't think like you young people think. God uses you the way he wants to use you and your personality. You wonder why you are the way you are. It's because there's a group of people that need you. They need the way you think. They need the way you feel. You know, they just need you. I can't touch you. I mean, I know I've touched you all, but I can't really touch you, a group of you like God. I'm not even going to say that. You guys are just called to do this thing, all right, because I could do that if God wanted me to. But I want you to get excited tonight, each one of you in here, because you're on a new path already. Just let God guide you. Don't try to do it yourself. If God asked you to do something, do like these girls did. Just step out in faith. That's how I started a church. I don't know how to run a church, God. You ran a business. It's just like running a business. Just go ahead and do it. And we worked out pretty good, didn't we? Yeah. You know, we were doing something good because everybody wanted to shut down. So we had to be doing something good. So tonight, what God is getting ready to do with you is he's getting ready to... I'm going to ask you a question. Anybody that sees a path before them, raise your hand right now. You need to come up to the altar. As you see, if, you know, close your eyes. And if God shows you a path before your feet, come up to the altar. Doesn't have to be before your feet. You just see a path.